are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Today is a lovely day as we continue the In Him meditations from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 using the New International Version and the Message translation. So let's begin. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. Let's take it one more time. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. I feel we should read it one more time. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. And now the Message translation. Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind, had settled us on the focus of His love, to be made whole and holy by His love. Let's take it one more time. Long before He laid down earth's foundation, He had us in mind, had settled us on the focus of His love, to be made whole and holy by His love. I just love the scripture. So I feel we should personalize it from the NIV. So this is how it goes. For He chose me in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because You chose me in Him. You have chosen me in Christ Jesus. Long before the creation of the world, You chose me. Long before this world was formed, You've chosen me. Long before You started the foundations of this world, You chose me in Christ Jesus. You've made me holy. You've made me blameless in Your sight. And You've made me to walk in Your love. You set me apart to be a beneficiary of Your love. You set me apart to be the one who will benefit always from Your love. You set me apart and You see me as blameless. You set me apart and You see me as Your beloved child. You set me apart and You see me as special. You set me apart and You see me as the one who will carry Your anointing. You set me apart and You saw me as the one You will fill with Your Holy Ghost. You set me apart and You said, this one, I will fill him with all wisdom, with all of my favors, with all of my benefits, with all that I am. You set me apart and You put in me Your nature, Your capacity, Your strength. You said I should be holy before You. You said I should be blameless. You said I should never be afraid. You said I should be bold in Your sight. You said I should walk confident in You because I am special. Long before You created the world, You knew I was the apple of Your eyes. Long before You created the world, You tattooed me on Your palms. Long before You created the world, You called me Your own. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Jesus, because I am chosen. I was chosen long before the world to be fathered by You. I was called Your child, and You are my Father, and You still are my Father. Long before the world was created, I have been made this special. Oh, I have another kind of esteem. I have a Christ esteem. I have a beloved esteem. I am Your beloved child. Long before the world was created, I was loved. Long before You even said, let there be light, You already said, let there be me. And let me be special. And let me be holy. And let me be Your beloved. Long before You said, let there be two great lights. And let one rule the day. And let one rule the night. You already looked at me and said, let there be Austin Clark. You know you can put your name in this place, right? Let there be me. And let I may, and let me be special to You. Let me be the one You look at and You smile and rejoice. Let me be the one You sing over every day with songs of rejoicing. You looked at me and You said, let this child of mine go into the world and manifest my goodness. And let the whole world see how great I am. You looked at me and you said, I'll be your masterpiece. You looked at me and you said, I'll be the one that will command great influence. You looked at me and you filled me with your Holy Ghost long before you created the world. I was the apple of your eyes. I mean, you created all that is in this world because of me. Because I am loved. Because I am special. Because I'm your beloved child. Because I'm your begotten child. Long before this earth was created, you already had me in mind. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how glorious. For in Him, in Christ Jesus, I have all things. In Christ Jesus, I am holy. In Christ Jesus, I am blameless. In Christ Jesus, I am your begotten child. In Christ Jesus, I am your special child. I am the child of your right hand. In Christ Jesus, I have been set apart to receive your goodness. You know, there are different kind of verses. There are verses of honor. There are verses of wrath. There are even verses of condemnation. There are verses for big things, verses for great things, and there are verses for small things. There are verses for things of despise, things that are despised. It's so beautiful to know that in Christ Jesus, I have been made a vessel of honor, a special one, a vessel that is deserving of all your treasures. All your awesomeness, all your bounties in Christ Jesus. Long before the world, you chose me. You made me special. See how good you made me. See how beautiful you made me. See how loving you made me. See how special you've made me. See how you've endowed me with all your goodness. Today I'm walking with a new kind of confidence. I'm walking with a smile all over my face. I am stepping into my day knowing I'm the beloved child of a beloved God. Long before this world was created, you called me your own. Before you said, let there be light, you said, let there be me. And you said to me, I am special. I am loved. I am set apart for your goodness. I am set apart for your mercies. I am set apart for your forgiveness. I am set apart for your love. And today, I receive great favor because I have been distinguished. I am the beloved one. I receive executive honor, VIP treatment, because indeed I am your VIP. I am your very important, very important child. Very important person. I'm very special to my Father. I have been set apart and I walk in accordance to your love. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Sent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.